Well, hello and welcome. I'm Robert Helms, and this is the Renew Your Future Goals Check-In Call number 3. Most of the year is in the rearview mirror by now, and today we'll concentrate on bringing it home and your progress on your goals. If you're listening to this call, it means you've probably already been through the first 2 goals check-in calls. If not, those are available to you. If you haven't completed them yet, you can do this call first and go back and complete the other calls, but I'll leave that to you. By now, you should have the PDF handout printed out so you can write on it, or if you prefer, follow along on your computer screen or device. We're rounding the home stretch for the year, so let's make it count. Couple of quotes to start us off. Richard Evans said, "Your direction is more important than your speed. A goal without a deadline is a wish, but sometimes you have to retool, replan, and retime your goals. As long as you're headed in the right direction, you've got an excellent chance of getting there." Zig Ziglar said, "Lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem. We all have 24-hour days." Of course, we talked a lot about time on Sunday morning at the event. It is our most precious resource. Our years are made up of days. Those days made up of hours. And every minute counts. So I appreciate you checking back in. This is one of the tools for master goal setters. We can't just set it and forget it. We've got to review regularly. So, if you're ready to go, let's get going. Question number 1. Are you headed in the right direction? How so, and or how not? If direction is more important than speed, are you headed in the right direction? And be honest. Jim Rohn says you can't change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. Right now, are you headed in the right direction? How so, or how not? All right, as we've done on previous calls, we'll give you some time to answer and write out your notes. If you need more time, you can simply hit pause or put a star next to this number and come back when we're done. Question number 2. In what areas might you consider a change in direction? If you're not headed in the right direction in number 1, then what areas of your life might you consider changing direction? And how so? All right, well, by now, at this point of the year, hopefully, you've had some results. And question number 3 is this. What positive results are you seeing so far this year? Maybe not everything's positive, but I'm quite certain if you've been following the process, you've achieved positive results. What are they? Write them down. ¶¶ And then, to what do you attribute those results? Are there other positive results you're seeing so far this year? And to what do you attribute those results? All right. Well, as much as we love to focus on the positive traction you've made, there may be some areas that it's not working out well. So question number four, where have you fallen short and why? You don't need to beat yourself up. You just need to be honest. Where have you fallen short and why? Not everything works out the way we plan, so if there's anywhere you've fallen short, just make a note and explain why. The why part is important. We all stumble, we all come up short sometimes, but why? And specifically, are these internal reasons? That has to do with you, your mindset, the time you've set aside, the seriousness you approach the goal setting with, or are they external? Things outside of your control that have had a negative impact. Be honest, where have you fallen short and why? Let's turn the page. Number five, how well are you sticking to the plans you made in January? When we were together last, you did a lot of introspection, you did a lot of journaling, and you made some plans. How well are you sticking to those plans? And number six, how have you been forced to pivot? Now, sometimes we don't stick to our plans because stuff gets in the way. We fill our calendars with things that are less important than the things we identified in January. But other times, life throws stuff at us. So number six is, how have you been forced to pivot? Have there been circumstances that have meant you've had to change course between January and now? If so, write it down. By now you know if you needed more space, you could use the back of the sheet. And if you need more time, you can just hit pause. One of the things that is increasing for everybody is the pace of change. More and more is going on. It's nearly impossible to keep up. And yet, for us to focus and achieve our goals, we have to remain diligent to the process, despite what the world throws at us. Much of what we hear in the news and what's going on in the markets has a negative effect. But number 7 is name at least 5 great things that have happened to or for you this year as a result of the global shifts. Not challenges, not problems, but great things. May take you a while to think through this, but come up with at least 5, and you can have more, great things that have happened to you as a result of what's happening in the world. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity, but let's focus on great things that have happened to or for you because of the shifts. All right, great job. It's a lot to think through, but achieving your goals is worth it. Turn the page. Number 8 is an exercise we're going to do talking about setbacks. So it says to list your biggest setbacks this year and then be honest about the cause. So you'll see there's space for you to list a setback, something that went wrong, something that happened that you didn't plan, something you had to pivot around. And then circle whether or not the root cause of the setback is within your control or out of your control. And this isn't right or wrong. It's just acknowledging sometimes the setbacks have nothing to do with our habits, with our activities, with our seriousness. Sometimes things happen that are outside of our control. Acknowledge it, write it down, and move on. Of course, many times the setbacks we experience do have something to do with us. So if that's true for you and you have a setback due to circumstances within your control, then circle that. There's several spaces here. See if you can fill them all up. All right, now considering those setbacks, number 9, what have you done about these setbacks? What have you done so far? And then what else can you do? Remember, it's not what happens to us in life, it's what we do about it that matters. All right, good stuff. We don't want to dwell on the negative, but we do want to be aware. If things aren't going well, hey, say things aren't going well. Not until you do that will you be able to do anything about it. So turn the page, we'll talk about something that's a little more fun, and that is the exercise we did during the goals retreat where you designed your day that was a 10 for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, this was the day that would be a 10. So the first question, question number 10, did you do it? Did you give yourself the gift of your 10 day? If you didn't, this is a fast one. But if you did, then how did it go? Just jot down some notes. If you didn't do it, then explain why you didn't. All right, number 11, if not, why not? Why didn't it happen? And there could certainly be adequate reasons. But then the question is, will you commit to do it before the end of the year? You design that 10-day as a gift to yourself in January. The end of the year is in sight. Will you commit to do it before the end of the year? And that's just a yes or no. All right, number 12, if so, then why not design another 10-day? Yep, if you've already done your 10-day for the year, think about what would be another day that would be a 10 for you. You've got some space here. Where are you? Who are you with? When do you wake up? What happens then? Where do you go? Who do you spend time with? What's on your mind? Take it from here. Design yourself another 10 out of 10 day. All right, well, hopefully that has you jazzed. If you were able to complete your first 10-day, now you've got another one, and you know in January we're going to design another one. This is a great way to celebrate accomplishment and give yourself a gift. Now, if you turn the page, number 13, we're going to talk about finishing the year strong. When we achieve over the course of a year, when we set goals in January and look back in October, November, December, we don't want to just make equal progress. We actually want to ramp up. We want to build on momentum. So let's talk about finishing the year strong. Number 13, in which areas can you best make improvements as you finish out this year? What do you need to improve to finish the year strong? All right. Now, number 14 is this. Do you need to modify any of your goals? At this point of the year, it may be obvious that you either underestimated or overestimated. You may have to retool a bit. Remember, as we said at the workshop, there is nothing wrong with making modifications to your goals. They're your goals, after all. So be honest. Maybe you need more time. Maybe there was a goal that was supposed to be finished by the end of the year, and it's clear now it's going to take another 6 months. Awesome. Maybe you set a goal, maybe a sales goal, an income goal, and it wasn't high enough. You've already surpassed it. Awesome. Or maybe it's the other way, and you're only 20% of the way to your income goal when we're near the end of the year. You may have to modify that goal. So are there goals you need to modify, and how specifically? All right. You may have needed more space for that one. Number 15, what can you do to improve your results as you round the home stretch for this year? If things are going well, how do you make them better? If there's been some stumbling, how do you get back on track? What else can you do to improve your results? All right, nice job. Now on the next page, we're going to talk about closing out and ramping up. We close out this year and we ramp up for next year. With the holiday season, you may take your foot off the gas, but some people don't. Some people use that season to pour it on. It's your life. You decide. But if you need to get some numbers on the board, well, let's go. Number 16, what uncompleted goals must you absolutely finish before the year ends? These are likely your A goals. You committed to them within the time frame and you're not done. Which goals must you achieve before the end of the year? And number 17, before the upcoming goals retreat, begin thinking about the things you want to accomplish next year. Start now and give yourself a preview of coming attractions. So use this space to write whatever is on your mind for next year. These don't really have to be expressed as goals. They don't have to follow the rules, but just jot down some things that are already on your mind for next year. All right, nice job. Well, as always, I have some homework for you, and that is to refocus your energies on your more important goals as you wrap up the year. You may need to drop or postpone some goals to achieve the ones that are most important to you. So go back through your workbook, identify the most important goals right now, and focus on those. And we'll wrap up with this quote: if you're the only one who's rowing in the boat, you have no right to complain about which way you're heading. Mehmet Murat İlden. And that is the correct spelling and capitalization, in case you were wondering. Now, the remaining pages of your handout, we've got your most important goal list. That's just a tool to rewrite the goals that stand out right now for you. You get them out on the paper first, then you come back and order them. And then you've got some of these goal action step pages, where you break down the goal into the action steps necessary to achieve it. And then some general note pages, followed by, of course, a page of quotes. There's a few favorites, but many of these are ones I haven't used before. So as we wrap up our final goals check-in call for the year, read through these quotes and let them work their magic. Well, that wraps up call number 3 for Renew Your Future. Our next time together will be the annual live goals retreat, and I can't wait to hear about your progress. Until then, I wish you continued success, and remember to live this life as though it were your last.